It's time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing great. And it sounds like it's going to be a good day to stay inside and see some art.
I should say. I think so.
Yeah, because a lot of great shows actually opened up last weekend. There was Ryan Tischer at the Lakeside Gallery. The Lakeside Gallery is a fabulous new gallery, and as the name suggests, in Lakeside. Aaron Kloss is the proprietor and is doing a really neat job of highlighting some fabulous local talent, including Ryan Tischer. Ryan is a photographer in town and takes absolutely breathtaking views of our breathtaking scenery. So a lot of times you look out and you think, you know, nothing can capture this. Well, Ryan does a pretty good job of trying and doing it. And it's what's exciting is it's all Lake Superior photos. I mean, this Lake Superior is the heart for so many artists of you know, why they choose the area to work. I mean, it's, you know, sort of a cold beating heart, but it is a heart indeed. And Ryan, seeing Ryan captured is really exciting. So that is at the Lakeside Gallery. Mary Beth Downs has a show at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe, in the cafe side of things. And she is just a wonderful figure in the arts community. She has taught so many people. She does watercolor, has been a great voice for sharing just the joy of making art and teaching people. So it's fun that she's getting her due as well. And then in the Zeitgeist Atrium, the Pride Show opened. And I love this show because it has narratives and oral histories. There's visual artwork, but it's intermixed with this looking back and reflections. The title of the show is Narratives of the Past. And it's looking on Pride history, and sort of knowing our past helps us go forward. So I'm really excited to see that. And then looking forward, Carla Hamilton has a show opening at the Red Mug this week from 5 to 6 on Wednesday evening. Carla is somewhat new to the arts community in Duluth, and she's a wonderful new voice in the area. So she has sort of figural, sort of abstract. The title of the show is Snapshots. It's not photography. It's mixed media work. And it's a very unique voice, I would say. So it's definitely worth checking out. And then this Saturday at the Tweed Museum, Jeffrey Larson is doing tours as well as demonstrations. He has an amazing show up and has been doing a lot of artist talks. And I really love that he's doing that kind of outreach piece. Because he has, in addition to his show, he's opening up an atelier and art school in Duluth. And so it's a great opportunity to sort of see the artist that is driving another whole group of arts and artists and art communities. So that's this Saturday at the Tweed from 1 to 4. So it may be raining today, but there's plenty to do indoors for our start of fall.
Sounds less. Plenty indeed. Quite a lot. That's wonderful.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a great week.
Very good. So put on your galoshes and get your umbrella and go see some art.
Exactly. Okay. Take care.
Thanks so much, Annie. Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Mondays on Northland Morning.